Well, leading the news this morning, workers at that Melbourne depot of national trucking company First Fleet have been locked out. There are reports the workers in Sydney have also been shut out. The company went into administration last week, citing cash flow problems. And some of the 120 workers in Melbourne were given letters from the company telling them they've been sacked. The Health Services Union saga goes to the courts today. Six branches of the union will lodge an application in support of the federal government's move to appoint administrators to the troubled East branch. Police seized computers and documents during a raid on the union's headquarters in Sydney yesterday. An 11-month-old baby has survived unharmed after her mother was hit and killed by a school bus in Sydney's northwest. The 38-year-old woman was carrying the baby when the accident happened on a pedestrian crossing at Beercroft. The woman's 11-year-old daughter was on the bus but didn't see the accident. The blind Chinese dissident Chen Guangcheng has left the US embassy in Beijing. He's told reporters Chinese authorities had threatened to kill his wife. Mr. Chen escaped house arrest to take refuge at the embassy. US officials are denying Mr. Chen was coerced into leaving the embassy. Newt Gingrich has officially dropped out of the race for the US Republican presidential nomination. He's thrown his support behind frontrunner Mitt Romney. The former House Speaker is reportedly $4 million in debt after failing to win support in his bid for the presidency.